It's time to grow,
align,
manifest, and evolve.
Are you ready to game? This is the We Game Podcast.
Welcome to the We Game Podcast.
The We Game Podcast is brought to you in part by
Simply Sense Candle Company. Check them out at simplysensebyshan.com.
It's your boy Audio. Here we game, we grow, we align, we manifest, and we evolve.
We game.
So this for all the gamers out there, you know, we game is about manifesting and evolving and aligning and growing into the best version. The best version of yourself. You want to grow into it. You want to align with it. You want to manifest for it. And you want to evolve into it. You want to transition into it. And so, all the gamers out there listening, this particular episode is about self-awareness. And I want to share that I'm very self-aware of things that are no longer a part of me. I am aware of that. I'm very self-aware of things that no longer has a purpose in my life. I'm self-aware of that. I'm aware of my surroundings. I am mindful of what I'm giving time to, and I'm very aware that it is my responsibility to hold myself accountable for what I'm not satisfied with in my life. It is my responsibility to be naked, if you will, to just be naked and strip down everything, all of the possessions, all of the friendships, all of the relationships, all of the transactions, and be naked. And be open to the newness and the wholeness that resides inside of me. I'm learning every day how much I've grown and how much growth can change you when you decide to be mindful in your alignment and be intentional about evolving. And evolving meaning changing the characteristics that attract the things that are not in favor of your best self, of your highest self. By being accountable enough to look in the mirror and acknowledge the part that you're playing in your own life. And I think once you acknowledge that part, the part you're playing in your own life, you'll realize that instead of playing a part in your own life, you'll start intentionally being whole in your whole life. You'll be whole in your whole life. You will not play a part. You will not play. You will be whole in your life. You will have a wholeness, and you will be in your somebody-ness, and you will be the purpose, and you will be the reason and you will be the responsibility, and you will preserve yourself as such, and you will be grateful for every moment, especially if you get to look back and you made it out of the moment and you had a chance to share it with someone to help them make it through their moment. Because just because you can't see what they're going through, or we can't see what each other are going through, doesn't mean that we're not going through it. I'm grateful to have matured to a position, matured to a place in my life where I don't care what people think about me, because I know who I am. I know what I am. I know whose I am. And because I know that, and because I also know that the time that we spend here is temporary, I'm grateful for every moment that I get to share in my knowingness. And I don't know it all, but there's all to know. So I'm so open for newness. I'm so open for growth. I'm open for change. I'm open for all of that, because in my wholeness, I realize that as long as I'm breathing, as long as I'm living, if I intentionally grow my spirit, if I intentionally activate my faith and know it by not worrying, maybe having a little concern, but not worrying, trusting my faith and trusting the unseen and the unknown by being intentional in what I can do. And what I can do is I can be honest with people and be transparent and share my story. And I find great value in that. And I feel very, very successful in that. And I feel happy. I feel grateful that I've matured to a place where I can do that. And so it's January 19th, 2022. It's 1 month from my birthday, and I'll be 41 years old. And the last year has been pretty interesting, to say the least. Just a quick rundown. I met someone and started dating again, and I'm very grateful for the experience. I am learning what love can be, because I have redirected my concentrating on loving somebody, and I'm loving myself. So the reciprocity that I'm getting is I've met someone who seems to be on the same journey as I am in loving themselves, and they may have had some self-worth issues too, and we're not leaning on each other. We are actually standing tall, and we are sharing our experiences and sharing our differences and looking at them. And we're learning from each other by being so different, but being vulnerable enough to grow in that space. So I'm thankful for that, that someone along my journey that I've met has brought value. And because of the value that they bring, because of the value they hold themselves, you know, in the regard they hold themselves in, I'm able to not be resented for doing what I need to do and doing what's best for me. As a matter of fact, we're going to change that resentment, that R word, to I'm more so being reminded of the work that I'm supposed to be doing, and I'm being supported while I'm doing the work. And I appreciate that. And this person knows who they are, and that's special. So that happened this year. Last year. And also what happened last year is my cancer came back. And if you listen to the podcast, you know, I talked about it. It came back in the middle of the summer, like in July sometime. And right before the cancer came back, it was crazy. Cancer came back, and right before I was supposed to start chemotherapy, I got COVID. I mean, I literally went to the hospital to get a port put in. And I was so sick and tired when I got there. They did a COVID test on me, and I was positive, and I had COVID. And I ended up being in the hospital for about almost a month and a half. And it was interesting. You know, I had a lot. I stayed positive, and it was a roller coaster, because going through the pandemic, we all are fighting for a peace of mind. And I'm saying fighting because it has become a fight, because you have so many outside forces trying to manipulate you and trying to tell you what to believe and trying to control you, and you being judged for what you do and you don't do, if you're vaccinated and if you're not vaccinated. It's all these conspiracy theories. Then on top of that, if you live in America, even though it's a worldwide pandemic, I'm here in America. In America, you have so much division amongst ethnicity and race and class and tax brackets and the haves and the have-nots and the was and the is and the will-bes. I mean, it's so much separation that you basically just in this whole space of struggling to keep peace of mind. And so, and it's a collective energy. I find when I'm by myself and I'm not sharing my energy and I'm not sharing my space, when I'm by myself, it's rather simple for me to be at peace. It's simple for me to stay focused, and be mindful, because I don't have to deal with the inconsistencies of people. You meet so many different people that's coming from so many different walks of life. And that's why I say the inconsistencies. So many people it's so many differences that you're going to experience a little bit of everything here in America. I'm speaking for where I'm at. And I'm in Houston, Texas, recording this right now, and I've been all over the world. I've traveled, and it's different in different places. But the collective energy of America, I'm not sure how it is in Germany, and I'm not sure, although I've been there, I'm not sure how it is in Greece. I'm not sure how the media works there, and how the manipulation, how the medical field. I'm not sure about how all of that is ran, and you only get to watch. From your viewpoint, from your knowledge, you have a perception, and from what is shown to you and shared with you, you have a perception. And so even that can be bleak. So, you know, really having peace and being able to find that peace can be challenging at times. You know, so many people have lost loved ones. So many people living in a whole new space, a whole new world where things are just totally different. And I think the irony is that even before the pandemic, we were in constant movement and things were changing and people were dying. And there's so many deaths that didn't get attention because so many things that wasn't getting attention because there wasn't a pandemic. And so there are things that are getting more attention than usual. And some of that is good. And some of it is necessary. For instance, the George Floyd murder, you know, it was necessary for it to get that attention to bring awareness of what's going on right here in America. And it may have caused some division. It may have caused some uncomfortable conversations. However, I do believe that it was a call to action for us to remember that we're still trying and attempting to be liberated from the control and the prejudice and the racism, and we're trying to relate and get people to understand how important it is that we do our best to be our best. And I believe that judgment during these times is one of those things that can go wrong when you're judging people, especially if you're not doing it, if you're not being fair. If you're making a judgment about something, it's different from judging someone for something. And so, yeah, as I've been on this journey, you know, like I said, the cancer came back and I was in the hospital, and, you know, pandemic, was it Delta variant then? And then you have, what they call them, Omarion. I mean, they call them Omarion, but it's the Omicron variant and all of this different stuff. And so I was on an oxygen machine, and it's crazy because when it was here, I knew I would be here talking about it without it. I could feel that, but when it was here, it felt like every day felt longer with the oxygen. And I can remember, you know, attempting to go to the restroom without the oxygen and having to run back because I really couldn't breathe. And my doctor didn't take me off the oxygen. I felt challenged. You know, I was like, you know, it's been famine and plagues and all kind of stuff around for years, and people didn't always have oxygen to take home. So how do I overcome this? And I heard what the doctor was telling me, but I started, you know, looking into some things of my own. And I think if you give some stuff if you put faith in some things, especially things that are proven to have worked for somebody, one person, things that you believe in, you recall, you know, the old way that we do stuff, you know, I think sometimes if you just have enough faith that it'll work out and you literally can yield great results from it. And so I'm on the oxygen, you know, my doctor telling me I'm gonna have to be on the oxygen in September. My doctor was telling me, you know, at the end of August, he was like, you know, you're going to be on oxygen. It's going to take about 3 months for your breathing to get back to normal. And, you know, you're going to have to be on the oxygen and so on and so forth. And I'm like, 3 months? You know, at the time, it seemed so, so far away. And so they give you this, it's like a machine. It's not a machine, but I guess it is a machine because it's like a mechanism. It's a breathing machine, and you breathe into it and you kind of hold your breath and try to balance the ball between these two arrows to strengthen your lungs. And I did that machine, and I practiced and tried to strengthen my lungs. But at the time, while I was in the hospital, my mother also was in the hospital with double pneumonia and COVID as well, another hospital across town. And so we were both in the hospital at the same time, and she came home on oxygen as well. And so we both on oxygen, and we calling each other, and, you know, and it's really the sickest I've ever seen my mother. And she's seen me sick before because I've had some other issues. And so, you know, it wasn't necessarily scary. It was just a process. But I didn't feel like the energy that I got from it was a moment to be still and to work on that faith muscle, to challenge myself to activate and act in what I preach about all the time. And I'm not a preacher, but I mean what I'm always talking about, and that's that faith. And or as one of my aunts would say, my aunt Doretha, she would say, maturation. Am I saying that right? Maturation. I believe I'm saying it right, but you know, if I'm not, somebody let me know if I'm not saying it right. But basically mastering yourself, you know. And I think a part of that is holding yourself accountable for the things that you subscribe to in your value system, in your belief system, in your knowledge, and the things that you allow to influence that. I think you have to hold yourself accountable. So in maturation, I think that's the right word. Nah, I think I'm gonna keep saying it until I get it right. But in doing that, it was an opportunity for me to activate that faith and really challenge myself to be mindful of what my thoughts were while I was going through that. And where I started with that is that the first thing I told myself is that I accept where I am right now. In this space and time, I accept that this is my reality and this is real for me. I accept that. And I also said, thank you, because I don't see this being my final destination. I don't see this being my final reality. And it was deeper than a physical realm for me. It was more so about just being grateful for what I already have in my life and being grateful for the experiences that I've already had. And so I was excited about that. And so that helped me with the breathing. And so my doctor was telling me, you know, you're gonna be on oxygen for a while, and now I'm on oxygen and I got this oxygen tank and it don't match none of my outfits. I mean, everything that I'm putting on, it's like I got this bag, it's heavy. I'm like, man, I'm carrying this oxygen around. And then I call my mama and she on oxygen, and they got to bring the tanks out. They got to replace the tanks. And then it's a pandemic going on. So the oxygen company, they ran out of oxygen. And I'm like, but it's oxygen in the air and all this different stuff I'm thinking. And I'm like, damn, you know, what the hell? Like, you know, this is all the stuff that's going on in my head, just to be honest. Like, I'm really sitting here thinking, like, what did the people before me do when they was dealing with the same things before technology was had advanced so much? So and you know, the people that saw this technology before it was even available, the creators, the visionaries. And so what did they do beforehand? And so I sat down and I meditated and I went and got my chakras read, and I went and did acupuncture, and I got massaged, and I did things. And when you're going through cancer, they advise you not to get massages, and a lot of masseuse won't do it because the chemo is so strong. Or when you're going through chemotherapy, I'm sorry, the chemo is so strong, it can break down your muscles and stuff, and you can bruise really easily, and you can make what pain you thought you was in worse. And of course, I'm hard-headed, so once I found that out, I stopped telling the people that I wanted to rub on me and pay them. I stopped telling them that I was going through cancer because, you know, I'm one of those type people that, you know, sometimes I have to learn the hard way because I don't always buy into everything they're saying. And so, you know, I'm going through this thing, and so I go get massages, and then I start taking the oxygen. I start taking my oxygen off. At first, I started with like 15 minutes. And I'm like, you know what? For 15 minutes, I'm going to figure out something to do. And I'm going to sit here and breathe and I'm not going to use this machine. I'm just going to take deep breaths. And it was painful. And if for those listening that may have had COVID, you may be able to relate. Like, it was like a stabbing pain in my chest. And so I was like, I'm going to sit here 15 minutes and I'm just going to breathe calmly without the oxygen. You know, and I'm just going to do my best to make it through 15 minutes. And so I set my timer, and I literally would sit it and just set my timer and do as much as I can. And I'll meditate and I'll just concentrate on my breathing. And it got to a point where I was not even using the oxygen all day. My 15 minutes grew to 30 minutes, my 30 minutes grew to hours. And it would be funny because I had to realize that I wasn't my old self. So I love to talk. So I would get in these conversations and here I am talking. And my ass can't even breathe. I didn't use all my oxygen that I've been practicing on. I didn't use it all on this damn conversation. And now, you know, my friends, we laughing and cracking jokes and shit, and they think they about to kill me because I'm choking and I'm running to oxygen because I didn't use it all on the damn one conversation. And so that happened. But long story short, I end up taking my oxygen tank and the oxygen, all the electrical one and all the stuff. After they sent me the bill in the mail, yeah, this America, they sent me the bill in the mail for oxygen. You know, I get this oxygen tank or whatever. They send me this bill. I'm like, they charging me for this oxygen. Oh, hell no. I really got to learn how to breathe again. So that inspired me and motivated me to try harder. And so, you know, I called my mother and I told one of my friends, I said, you know what? You know, my part of who I am, a big part of who I am and how I believe in my faith comes from just admiring my mother and seeing her, you know, go through things with a certain kind of what's the word I'm looking for? Being regal while she's going through it, being reserved and being strong, no matter how bad the situation looks. And so, you know, I'm not worried. Like I said, at this time, my faith, I'm not worried about her more so than I'm, you know, just concerned a little bit and want to, you know, I want to help her. So I told my friend, I said, you know, I'm going to start calling my mama. And I'm not going to have my oxygen on. And I said, you know, I feel like if I call her without my oxygen on, I'm going to look up and she ain't going to have her oxygen on. Because my mom, you know, I'm her son. She like, you know, if you cannot have oxygen, I don't need no oxygen either. Now, she haven't said this to me, but that's just the kind of person she is. You know, she, you know, he breathing. I know I can breathe too. And we both kind of stubborn. So I took myself out the oxygen and I told her, I'm taking this back and I'm dropping this off. And I did. I dropped the oxygen off and checked it in, and, you know, so they could stop sending me bills for air. And I learned how to suck in the free air. My friends, you know, I still was falling short, you know, of breath, but, you know, I just stopped talking for a while. I get off the phone and I be quiet and take a deep breath and breathe in. And here I am today on January 19, 2022, oxygen free. And as you can see, if you listen this long, that shit, I ain't short of no breath because I am talking my ass off. So that happened and I'm off the oxygen, and then I'm doing well and take a couple of trips, you know, traveling again. And here I go in November. And I have a manic episode is what they call it. And during this manic episode, I did some things and ended up in the hospital. And actually, one of the episodes of the podcast, Releasing Energy, I was a patient in the hospital, but I'm so serious about actualizing and helping people that I ended up recording an episode while I was in the hospital, and it was very powerful, and it was good. It was a good episode, and you know, since I left the hospital, I've been on this path right here, which I've basically, like I said, I'm growing and I'm maturing, and so as I do that, as I'm doing that, things have been uncomfortable. At the same time, doors are being opened left and right. because I'm being so intentional in that growth. And it hasn't been comfortable because I'm so used to doing what I thought was the right way, or, you know, chasing something that I didn't have to chase. I literally don't have to chase it at all because it's right here in front of me. It's me. I don't have to chase me. I have me, and I just need to believe in me and know me. And so I'm excited, you know, I'm excited to share all of my growth, and I'm excited about what's to come. And I just wanted to get here a month before my birthday and get on here and record. And I say get on here. That's how social media had me. Get on here. I ain't on nothing. I wanted to record and share that growth, gaming, it may not be comfortable, but when you start feeling uncomfortable, and not when you feel uncomfortable, evaluate your emotions when you're feeling uncomfortable, because I don't think uncomfortable is an emotion. I think uncomfortable is a feeling, and feelings and emotions can be different. So, you know, you might feel something, man. It's kind of physical, like, you know, it's actual. It's, I'm uncomfortable. You know, I don't like the way this feel. An emotion is the result of a feeling. And so I carry these emotions. So I'm not only am I uncomfortable, but it has affected my emotions. I'm uncomfortable and now I'm mad. I'm uncomfortable and now I'm sad. I'm uncomfortable and now I'm hurt. You see what I'm saying? So when you're feeling uncomfortable, evaluate your emotions and be mindful of your emotions, because although I've been uncomfortable and I've had a lot of sessions where I've cried, but in those tears, it's been so much joy because I'm so grateful for allowing myself to be uncomfortable so that I can grow. I'm so grateful for the opportunity and for the space to learn that lesson and to heed it and just grow. And it's been really, 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 really a fun experience. It's been eventful, you know, and I'm excited about what's to come. And I accept and I'm grateful for what's to come because I'm not in control and I don't want to be in control. But what I am is I'm vulnerable enough to be truthful about what is going on. I'm uncomfortable enough to realize that this is temporary and it's just a good space to be in. And so if you're uncomfortable right now, take inventory of your feelings. You may be in a new season, in a new space, and you may feel uncomfortable, but if your emotions are truly, truly grateful and happy, and those are the emotions you're feeling from that, you feel the emotions of joy and peace, then be happy about being uncomfortable. Be happy about the newness and be excited about the wholeness and the opportunity to have another day to actualize your self-worth, to live in your value, and to realize that as long as you are invaluable, life is priceless. It's your boy, Adio. This is the We Game Podcast. We grow, we align, we manifest, and we evolve. Check in next week, man. I'm working on some big things. Check in. Listen, right now, you can donate. You can help sponsor. We got some big things coming, sponsorship coming. We got some new people coming on. If you have a chance, you can donate, you can sponsor, you can email me at grapes55icloud.com. You can email me personally. I'm your host. You can email, you can donate at $ADIO cash, Cash App. Like I said, just reach out. man, if you're listening on any platform, feel free to ask questions, drop, you know, let me know how you feel. And you know what? Whether it's perceived good or bad, I'm already uncomfortable. So guess what? I ain't gonna let nothing nobody say or think make me sad. We Game Podcast, check in, check out. Other than that, I'm about to shut my mouth. It's your boy, Audio.
We Game. We Game. We Game. We Game. We Game.